Hi, I'm Marilyn Lurch. I've been in Sackville for about 26 years.
And I'm Jordy Miller, and I've lived in Sackville since 2015.
This project, Disharmonies, tell me how it came to be, I guess.
Well, we had just kind of locked down around the fall of 2020, which I always call the year of perfect vision. And we were, I, speaking for myself, wasn't doing much writing, there wasn't much to do. Jordy and I started finding out what each was doing, which was not a lot.
And I had messaged Marilyn, or we had talked. She's a good mentor to me because she asked, you know, are you writing and what are you writing? And I found I was writing these kind of weird, angry poems, which I guess wasn't so strange in the fall of 2020. So we started sharing the poems back and forth kind of in that way, and it started to gather some momentum and eventually became a book, I guess. Yeah.
And it's this beautiful edition. Maybe describe it for me a little, this a beautiful physical thing that you're holding in your hand here.
Well, you know how things happen in Sackville. People show up, and Keegan Hawthorne and his partner Lacey moved to town, and Keegan bought a letterpress. And he started almost immediately being part of the literary community. And he's very enthusiastic about producing beautiful work, and also he's a marvelous poet himself. And so we were just lucky to have him, and he just jumped at the chance to be able to put it together. I don't know so much about paper and all that, but it was good stuff.
One of the challenges was to how to reproduce the conversation exactly, like to find the form so we could indicate who was speaking when, who was writing when, and Keegan did a wonderful job of laying it out, and there's like a slight difference in the color of the print, so you can tell, you can distinguish our voices from one another, but it is nice to get complimented on the book, like on the as an object. And then, I always say, well, that's a good start, you know, when people pick it up. So we're very grateful to Keegan for all his expertise and all his skill in sewing them together. And he's still in the process of making more. So he's busy sewing together, stitching together more copies as we speak.
So the poems in here are a true conversation. You mentioned that it was a back and forth. Mm-hmm. It started that way, and I guess it ended up that way as well. Mm-hmm. Tell me a bit about, you know, what people will feel, or what you think they might be feeling when they read these poems.
What people might be feeling, I guess. Sure. I hope that people feel called by them, if I may be immodest for a moment, but we've all been living through this, what's the right word for it? Nightmare is a good word for it, but it's not an aberration, right? I mean, these are poems oriented towards, I would say, a revolutionary horizon. So I'll stay immodest here in this moment, but their poems are, it's a conversation across generations, but between two like-minded individuals, and there's another word for that, comrades, about revolution, about the situation that we find ourselves in, which is, again, I'm saying not an aberration, because it follows the laws and logic of the system that we live in. And there's lots of great books on the origins of COVID-19, which we can explain that, right? It's not just COVID, right? I mean, summer of 2020, the George Floyd uprising, there were many things to discuss and talk about and try to struggle our way through. And the last thing to say is just that there's this virtue in with poetry, it's called negative capability, and you're supposed to be able to be uncertain, right? Being in uncertainty. But I think there's a lot of value in like moving through contradictions too, right? And not just being content with uncertainty, right? So I think that in listening to each other, in talking to each other, we learn things from each other, and we hope others can join the conversation as well.
That's for sure. I said it in my introduction that this was a failure. This work was a failure because it didn't go far enough. A little irony intended there, but meaning that it's worse than you're going to breed here, and we need people, you know, doing what Jordy and I were doing, talking to each other, you know, and acting on what you know, because as you say, uncertainty. But COVID was an X-ray machine that showed the system, how it worked. It really was enlightening. Maybe that's not the main thrust of disharmonies, but I mean just in general for the public, it's COVID and how it was handled and what it did and who it affected and who was making money. All of this indicated that the system that holds COVID.